if any current research is going on, and if it's conducted in any comparable level of secrecy to the original MK Ultra, it's very deeply secret.
But one thing you said, though, it's going to be hard for Congress to act when they're so dadgum compromised. Let's just be honest.
So we hear about MK Ultra all day. Even Dr. Kinzer points out this is just a tiny piece of it.
There have been enormous advances in cyber technology, in artificial intelligence, in neuroscience. Covert agencies may have access now to tools for mind control that Sidney Gottlieb could not even have imagined.
To get somebody to blow up a bus full of children or a building full of innocent civilians, you have to grind it into their minds. You have to wash their brains and tell them there's a higher cause out there. It's religious, ethnic, racial, whatever. And for that higher cause, you can disregard all the normal rules of morality.
This is all under one umbrella because it all feeds into one each other, because the whole agenda, the whole goal was to conquer the human mind and the subconscious. Because if you can do that, you can basically control and rule the world and manipulate whatever scenarios you want.
One of the most famous testing sites was the Allen Memorial Institute, or the Ravenscrag, at McGill University in Montreal. These top secret experiments and procedures were led by Sidney Gottlieb, the United States spymaster and mad chemist who financed and developed, quote, techniques that would crush the human psyche to the point that it would admit anything.
Correspondence between West and Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, the architect of MKUltra. He announced that he had learned how to replace true memories with false memories in people without their knowledge. In other words, he clarified, it has been found to be feasible to take the memory of a definite event in the life of an individual and, through hypnotic suggestion, bring about the subsequent conscious recall to the effect that this event never actually took place, but that a different fictional event actually did occur. If West's report was accurate, this was not the failure agency officials described in 1977, quite the opposite. It was, in fact, the central ambition of the MKUltra operation, the means of gaining the ability to seize the control of a person's perceptions, memories, and ultimately their behavior.
The goal of Project Bluebird was to train subjects through hypnosis and behavior modification so that it would be impossible for enemies of the United States to extract vital information. The goal of Project Artichoke was to examine if a human is capable of attempting an assassination without hesitation. Methods used include hypnosis, forced substance addiction, and forced substance withdrawal. MKUltra, the final evolution of its 1940s predecessors, employed a variety of techniques to influence the minds and brains of its subject.
I recently have a client who, at the age of 14, was recruited in the Long Beach area, and she was being taken to a Navy base, and they were, she can describe the path, describe everything very intrinsically, and talks about how they were putting her in CT scan machines, hooking her head up to wires, having her just think about processes, and they were capturing all this data. Next thing you know, she was being put on military aircraft and taking to overseas in the Middle East. And at a very young age, she was made into an assassin.
I was in D.C. about 6 years ago with a bunch of former top Navy SEALs in Delta Force. These are, some of these guys are famous, and they said, I was talking about this. They go, listen, a couple of years ago, we were on a mission for months guarding this base in Africa, a U.S. base, where they had all these gifted children with all of this stuff. It was all classified, but it was all sorts of magnetic waves. They were implanting them with stuff. They were saying, yeah, that they had seen that. And so that's how widespread all of this is. And what you've pioneered, what they admit now is, it's the chips and now the liquid chips and the nanotech. It's not just they're hitting them with waves. They have been filled with this. And they had a Donald Pleasanton was in a BBC show in the 60s.
We call these things surgical transmitters. One was fitted inside you when you went into the Charing Cross Hospital 3 years ago. Appendix, wasn't it?
Anybody telling you not to be proud of your American heritage is insane. or they're a globalist technocrat trying to gaslight you into not loving your country and your heritage, because they don't want you to stand up for it, because the American ideals of the revolution and what we've done together has changed the world, and tyrants and systems of political oppression worldwide can't compete against the American system. That's why for the 250th anniversary of our republic, this July 4th, for just 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're having the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Up to 60% off on the supplements. All the best sellers are buy one, get one free. Methylene Blue, Bovine Colostrum, Shilajit, you name it. And the Patriot Apparel, the widest selection, some of the best designs, up to 50% off. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The tip of the spear. It funds our operation as we fight the globalists, and the products are amazing. So celebrate the 4th with me right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And happy 4th of July. Again, to everybody out there all across the country. Deeply grateful for the nation that we have, despite its many flaws. Before the break, I was just saying, I just think we're obsessed with women. This whole Supreme Court decision, this birthright citizenship deal, it tells you everything you need to know. Everything you need to know is right there. Our Supreme Court does not believe in the sovereignty of our nation and does not regard the asymmetrical war that we're in with other country as legitimate, as a real threat, as a serious threat. And it's like, all right, well, if the Supreme Court really wants to pretend that they're the adjudicator in the separation of powers, and that's their sole role, national security is not really their line of country, then they're just telling the president of the United States to take drastic measures, and the rest of the country, a good portion of the rest of the country, is sitting back waiting for anybody, a President Trump, but it could be anybody, to take extreme measures so they can do exactly what women do a lot of times in fights with their husbands and boyfriends and say, see, I told you he was abusive. Look at him. He's angry. Yeah, no, we're angry. And we have every right to be angry. And we have every right to express the anger. And if us telling you to mass deport 20 million foreign invaders is the height of our expression of anger, you should count yourself lucky. Lucky. And that goes to the sneakos of the world too. If the height of our expression, if the height of our expression of anger is to say to all you stupid Muslims who think you're going to take this country, you better pack yourself a lunch because we're getting this close. I'm telling you now, we're this close to going to the mattresses on you folks. You should count yourself lucky. Seriously. Count yourself lucky that enough of us still believe in those founding documents and those words that were written down 250 years ago enough to allow any tolerance for Islam in this country whatsoever. Count yourself lucky. This is my interpretation that the Constitution was always intended to be amended. The question is, what are the right amendments and for what reasons? And yes, it is relative to time. And the left tries to use this as a Trojan horse in the conversation or the debate with us and say, well, if you can modify the Constitution anytime you want, why not get rid of the second? And it's right there. We know who you people are. When the first thing you go to get rid of, go to Nix, is the Second Amendment, we know what you're up to. And we're not doing it. That's all. Or at least that should be our position. We don't have to play this zero-sum political debate game with these communist liars. Every time they say they want to get rid of the Second Amendment, they want to limit our ability to bear arms, all they're telling you is they're gearing up for the tyranny. That's it. It's real simple. It's not rocket science. It's not political science. It's common sense. We can look at history, and history will tell us. Every time a government or a political movement goes to disarm people, we know what they're aiming for. We know what they want. We know what they're after. And to even create a false equivalency between our Second Amendment rights and birthright citizenship for H-1B visa workers further tells you what they're after. And we should be no budge, not a single inch on both issues. We're not giving up our Second Amendment rights, and we will. We should amend the Constitution, if need be, to ensure that this nation's enemies, which are many, aren't able to use the rule of law, our own ideas, our own beliefs and core principles against us. That's just prudent leadership. That's called being an adult. You know, it's like your mom loves you, but she catches you lying. She goes, you're trying to take advantage of my soft spot for you. And you may catch a beating. In fact, if you take advantage of your mother's soft spot and soft heart for you, you will often find the wrath to be to be much more than that of your father. Usually it's the boys. Sometimes it's the girls, and you come home. I've been on the phone with, or came home, or was over at a friend's house, and one of the girls catches a beating from mom because she's just crossed that line, and it's everybody in the house like, whoa, you know, because the girls usually don't get disciplined the same way as the boys. But the boys, it's interesting. Fathers usually can intuit the mischief of a young boy because, you know, genetics are or something else, and you can see a lot of your kid in you. And that doesn't mean that you tolerate or you allow for it, but it just doesn't surprise you as much. Moms kind of have a blind naivety about their sons, hence the cultural term mama's boys, right? And so when mom finally catches wind that the boy is really trying to take advantage of her soft spot, hell and fury comes down, usually. To even where, you know, dads sometimes have to be, hey, it's, you know, all right, that, you know, that's enough, right? But that's where we're at in this country. You know, I'm just using it as an example. That's where we are right now. We should be hopping pissed off, you know, we should just be almost off the reservation with some of this stuff. What are we waiting on? What are you waiting on, President Trump? What are we waiting on? Waiting on BB to give us the okay? What's the deal here? I don't understand it. Where's Kushner and Witkoff now? Where's everybody at? Let's get the boys together and see who really supports President Trump. Let's get all the boys together. Let's ask Michelle Tafoya, under what circumstances would she be able to justify an expansion of the executive powers, of the Article II powers, because our nation is currently at war from within? Let's ask a Michelle Tafoya. Go ask her. If you're here in the audience and you're watching this evening, I challenge you to go ask Michelle Tafoya on X or wherever else she's on social media, you know, and say, hey, what circumstances would you see an Abraham Lincoln or a Jeffersonian type of approach to executive power expansion? Ask all of them. Ask Mark Levin. Ask any of them. They will tell you exactly who they are. They will tell you exactly who they are and what their real motivation is with that single question. Tell me, show me, hypothetical me, theoretical me, the set of circumstances with which you would say a man, whether it be President Trump or somebody else, is justified in expanding the executive powers of the executive branch, the scope of the executive branch, the Article II powers, because we were at war. What type of war would need to break out for you Christian Zionists to see a President Trump take the same type of powers that Bibi Netanyahu had taken? What would you need to see? Huh? What needs to happen here, folks? You find out who people are real quick. So all you got to do is ask the right questions. You ask the right questions, you find out about people real fast. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just at that point with it. here, 250. Oh, celebration. Oh, the fireworks are great. Woohoo! Everybody loves fireworks. I love them. They were popping off in the parking lot by my house last night. I was like, damn, people still love America. That's good. Those fireworks, is almost motion almost should well up inside of you. Like, damn, people still, despite all of their efforts, people still love this country. Praise be to God. USA. God bless America. But, you know, now the celebration has worn off on me. And the first day of our 250th year, President Trump, you got to just take the government, my man. You got to do it. Do it. Submit your legacy. Do the thing that we all know needs to be done. We all know what needs to happen. It's not insurrection. You can't give your government and country to people who don't want to have a country. That's just basic. You know, if I came here on a spaceship a thousand years from now and was like, why the hell did they ever let that woman? And I don't say because it's a woman. I'm just saying that woman, like Kamala Harris or Michelle Tafoya, for that matter, Ilhan Omar, Jasmine Crockett, AOC. It's all fruit from the same poisonous tree. Why on earth did all of those men let those women run their country? What the hell was going on there? Was it the atrazine in the water? I don't know. I more or less drunk the same water as everybody else most of my life. You know, maybe I have enough testosterone to combat the effects of the atrazine or whatever's going on. And we better look for those folks. The folks, the men who are still men, despite the atrazine, we better prop them up. We better support them. We better push them to the front, and we better get behind them. Because when I find like a guy like Mom Don, it's like even his entire persona is gay. It really is. Stupid gay communist. Stupid gay Muslim communist, which is just like the oxymoron of it is profound in and of itself. But that's what he is. Stupid gay Muslim communist. And it's like, when did that become cool? You can't let the goth in the you can't let the goth kids take over the school. Rule number one at school when we were coming up is like, as soon as the goth kid tried to climb to the top of the social hierarchy, he's catching a beating. You know, you could say that that's bullying or whatever the case may be, but we weren't going to allow the sentiment, the psychological instability, the weirdness of the goth kid to prevail throughout the entire school. Everybody hear me out there? Do not let the goth kids take over the school. They're weird. And it's right to call them weird. It's like you don't let the home ec teacher become the principal. Why? So, cooking's great. Everybody loves to bake a good cake. Great. But they tend to be real, eclectic. You know, the home ec teacher was kind of like this eclectic chick who wore a bohemian dress and she had those, you know, the long curly blowout. I don't know. Maybe it's just my school, but you don't let her run the whole school because you already know that she's not going to be hard on the knuckleheads. Right? That's why we took home ec. We took home ec because we could go to the girls we liked and we're setting up the deals and, you know, we're doing our thing in home ec. Home ec is you go to that hardcore German math teacher's class and you pull that nonsense in his class, like, go to the principal's office. We don't got time for that. We got to do math. And some of us dropped out of math. When we got to calculus, I was like, all right, I'm out. I'm done. No disrespect to my mathematicians out there. I was good at math, but as soon as you had to take an entire two sides of a single piece of notebook paper to do one problem, to write out one problem, I was out. I'm done. This is ridiculous. It's taking up too much time. I wish I'd go back and not think that way. That wasn't the right way to think about things. But I excelled at other things. I was disciplined and meticulous and rigorous about other things. But, you know, history for one, religion, for one, world studies, English, science. These were things that I excelled. These are things I excelled because I like to do them. And you know what? We all have different things we like. Math, it's necessary. I'm not saying that we don't need math. What I'm saying is, for me, when we got to need a whole notebook for one problem, you know, save it for Matt Damon and Good Will Hunting, okay? Not my deal. Not my line of country. Don't want to work for NASA. Don't want to work for SpaceX. It's just me. But I also don't want to work for stupid gay communists. And we're all working for stupid gay communists when you give a stupid gay communist control of the capital of capitalism, which makes you as stupid as him, which makes us as stupid as him. And I just, I mean, they should literally, again, federal ban, Marxism, Sharia law, they should roll into their New York City and just arrest him. And everybody's like, they hear that and they go, what are you saying? What do you mean? What am I saying? What do you mean? How many times do we have to see communism, socialism, and Marxism fail in government for us to say, you know what? We're not going to let that. That's off limits. How many times? Does it have to fail up close? Does it have to fail up? You know, speaking of July 4th, if you ever want to see something that's quite incredible, go watch a video of a guy holding a firecracker in his hand. Little firecracker. You know, a little tiny black cat. Light it. You throw it. Makes a little black mark on the sidewalk. Maybe. If it's, you know, if it's a good one. Take the same firecracker. You hold it in your hand. Don't have a hand anymore. See, now a smart person can see that and never need to try it out. A person with common sense and sanity can see somebody else come across a bad outcome, come to a bad outcome, and never need to try it for themselves. Some people, sane people, people with common sense. As a nation, we're that dumbass kid. As a people, let's not say the nation. Let's not blame the nation. You know, because to blame the nation is like to blame Christ for the way Christians act. To blame America, to blame our founding fathers, to blame the ideas that helped build this country for the way we act today is the same as blaming Christ for the way that Christians act. There's nothing vaguely appropriate about that. Nothing vaguely appropriate about that. Let's not blame the nation. Let's just talk about us. We the people. We're that dumbass kid that has to go up and touch that live wire anyway and get ourselves shocked before we say, oh, that's a live wire. That's Mom Donnie. He's a live wire. Live, stupid, gay, communist, Muslim wire. And we just want to touch it. We just want to go up and get close to it and see. We just want to see. We just want to see what's happening, you know? We see like 7 or 8 squad cars down the street. We want to roll up and let's see what's going on down there. I'm going that way. I don't need to go down there. I don't live down there. My cousins don't live down there. My girlfriend doesn't live down there. My kid's school isn't down there. I don't work down there. I got no business down that street. I'm not going to see what's going on down there. I don't need to be a part of it. Not my deal. Everybody wants to try out communism, it would seem. So much so, I post these things on Facebook about communism, and you can tell that communism is the real threat by the triggered responses of the leftists. Here in Minnesota, ever since ICE came rolling through here and punked out, rolled out is what they did. They rolled out. And look what happens when ICE rolls out. You get this Hmong guy, Vang, who is a pedophile. They let him out. I think he got pardoned, if I'm not mistaken, in the last few days. Got pardoned and, you know, admitted to the government or the prosecutor or whoever that, you know, that's normal in his country. That's normal where he came from. Is it? We need to close our borders to those countries. I mean, it's not about COVID or any other, supercharged dengue virus. You know, maybe we need to close our country to other countries and people who have a normalized pedophilia. Oh, wait. We have that here. Huh. Ah. Starting to see a theme. Do what needs to be done. That's all. Arrest the deep state, mass deportations. Arrest the deep state, mass deportations. Secure the elections. Mass deportations. Arrest the deep state. Secure the elections. Secure the elections. Arrest the deep state, mass deportations. How many other ways can I say it? How many other ways do we need to say it? The Supreme Court's illegitimate. They've delegitimized themselves. With this birthright citizenship ruling, the Supreme Court has just delegitimized itself because it does not believe in the sovereignty of this great nation. And it's almost like a slap in the face that before our 250th year celebration, they would betray this country the way that they did. It's almost like a slap in the face, almost like a nan in a boo-boo. It's the same stupid gay thing that women do to their boyfriends, that the Muslims are doing to the Christians all around the world. You poke and you poke and you poke and you disrespect and you cross the boundaries and you push the envelope, and all of a sudden when somebody goes off on you, and they don't even have to get violent or physical with you. And this is the thing about the Overton window. They make it seem like for you to write a strongly worded letter is fascist. We haven't even got to the part where I punch your teeth down your throat. We haven't even made it to that vector of the violence. We haven't even made it to that vector yet. Where I ball my fist up and I unload 3 clean shots and knock your teeth down the back of your throat. Because they got caught in your small intestine. We ain't got there yet. They don't even like the strongly worded letters. They think the language is harmful. I look at our competitors, our future opponents like China and Russia and whoever else out there, and I think we are going to get steamrolled. We are going to, if we're going to let the Mamdanis prance around here, we are going to get steam rolled by our enemies. So what is it all for? What is the fight for if we're not going to actually do what needs to be done? And we all know what needs to be done. The Supreme Court giving us some fake win about men and women. Who cares about that? Who cares about that? That's the central issue. And it is. It is. I'm not saying the transmania is not a big issue, because it is a great litmus test. But it shouldn't be a litmus test for jurisprudence. The jurisprudence should have already taken into account the common sense need to demarcate sane, functioning society from these radical lunatics. The fact we even have to spend any time on it is a red flag for the overall state of our union. You're watching The Alex Jones Show here on the Alex Jones Network. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Your guest host, Royce White, failed communist state. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
America's 250th birthday. The biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com is live right now, but only for 3 days. I was 2 years old in 1976 when America celebrated its 200th anniversary. Well, I'm 52 now, and it's the 250th. No republic, no empire, no nation has ever survived more than 250 years. But America has to survive. The idea of America, private property, the right to lead your own life, to follow your own religion or not, so many things that this country enshrined that no other nation had became the model of the world. That's why the left, why BlackRock, why the globalists, why the WEF, why the UN, openly want to discredit it. The elites don't like the idea of America because it allows the little people to have meritocracy and develop their own wealth and their own independence. The globalists want neo-feudalism. They want serfdom. They want a great reset to control us. So they've been trying to undermine this country, demonize this country, and blame all the problems in the world on the freedom of America and the West and Christianity and white people. But it's not working. The world is awakening to the Great Reset, and we are in the Great Awakening. That's why it's so important on our 250th anniversary that we remember what made America great and that we continue those values on in the face of tyranny. Because the ideas we're promoting work and are pro-human, are dynamic, and unleash the incredible competition of the human spirit and meritocracy. If we don't stand up for not just 1776 here in the U.S., but worldwide, then we allow the globalists, the megabanks, with their transhumanist, death cult, depopulation agenda to come in and sell their lie of collectivism, universal basic incomes, cashless society, control grids, the social credit scores, and the entire system of dehumanization that they're establishing. We are literally facing freedom or slavery. It's a choice we must take. So to celebrate this 250th anniversary, we have the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. 50% off on all of the incredible Patriot apparel. The widest selection, some of the best designs in the world. What an adventure to wear this apparel and meet like-minded people and spread the word. And then most importantly, the very best game-changing five-star supplements on the planet. Up to 60% off. And all the best sellers are buy one, get one free. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's a flash sale. Ultramethylene Blue, the best on the market. Buy one, get one free. Bovine Colostrum, the best, highest rate on the market. Buy one, get one free. Shilajit Complex, that has all these natural peptides and boost your testosterone and more. Buy one, get one free. As I said, up to 60% off on all the other supplements. The lowest is 40. The highest is 60. These are insanely good. All you've got to do is try them. We have over a 90% reorder rate at thealexjonesstore.com. And anyone who's shopping on the site should be a VIP. Cancel anytime. It's $30 a month. Instantly when you're charged, $40 is put in your account to spend on the site. You make $10, special deals, special offers, and sales on top of the sales, making a bunch of stuff lost leaders if you're a VIP. So become a VIP, commit to the American Republic in the year 2026. Help keep the broadcast on the air so we can expand the Alex Jones Network. It's a win-win. So to celebrate America and to stand against the globalist death cult, please support your own future and my future, our collective future together, by individual action at thealexjonesstore.com. Happy birthday, America. I salute all of our founders, our veterans, and all the patriots out there. God bless you all.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Royce White, your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. You're watching the Alex Jones Network. Sobering 4th of July, our 250th year, and we have a chance. I mean, there's a narrow window. Narrow window here. It's weird. It's like, you know, you warn your children of all the bad things that could go on when they leave the house. And sometimes they go and they test the waters anyway, and they survive it. They make it, and they give themselves the false sense of belief or security that, oh, maybe it's not that dangerous. There's this crazy story about, it's like, I was a guy when I was coming up in high school, never messed with drugs at all. Smoked marijuana one time, had a bad anxiety attack, never smoked marijuana again because, hey, didn't like the way it felt. But never tried any illicit drugs. And there was a story that used to go around, that was around even when I was coming through high school, about a kid named Len Bias, who was supposed to be the guy, you know, one of those young men who had the hype prospect of a LeBron James, that type of once in a generation talent. Now, was Len Bias going to pan out to be one of the top 50, top 75, top 10 players of all time? Who knows? Who knows? I'm not sure. I've seen a lot of guys come through with a lot of hype, and people thought they were going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. And for whatever reason, they either still haven't or won't hit that mark of where people thought they would be. One of them is like Zion Williamson. Very good player. Super talented. Supernatural in the things that he can do. Scary athleticism. And doing very well in the NBA, might I add. But, I mean, they thought he was the next big thing. And that just hasn't really panned out. Wembanyama, similar deal from the San Antonio Spurs. Now, he's much closer to becoming the face of the league, and for good reason. You just don't find many guys who are 7'5", 7'6", in the world, let alone with that type of skill set. Point being, there are a lot of guys who have a lot of hype and a lot of talent, but they never become what people thought they would become. And then you had Len Bias, who never even got a chance because he did one bad batch of cocaine, a line of cocaine or whatever it was, and died instantly that night on the spot. And you ask yourself, it's like, well, did his parents tell him to be cautious about drugs, trying drugs, because that type of thing could happen? And did he do it anyway? I don't know. I wasn't there. The point being is, again, we don't do a good job of heeding common sense warnings. Like, what more do we need to see from communism to know that it's not something that we can allow to take root in our country? And we've allowed it to take root in our country. That's the, you know, we have to do something drastic to get the communism out of our country. And we got to do it like right now. Because this Mom Donnie thing is the canary in the coal mine. And I was saying before, and people might think about, you know, hear this and go, you know, what's with all the ad hominem? What's with all the ad hominems? You know, what are you talking about? The way these cities now doesn't look cool. What does that mean? He's not cool. I don't know what else to tell you. For all of your criticisms of President Trump, it was pretty cool. I'm just saying, you know, he's pretty cool. All right. And Alex Jones is a cool dude. All right. You know, there's some cool guys out there. Muhammad Ali, that was a cool guy. Right. JFK, wicked cool, scary cool, wicked brilliant too, but cool. Mom Donnie doesn't even make the list. He doesn't even make the honorable mentions. And they're going to give this guy the presidency. You guys got to understand, the real slap in your face is not giving the capital of capitalism to a self-described jihad communist. That's not the slap in the face. The slap in the face, the real slap in the face, the punchline is coming with the Mom Donnie AOC 2028 ticket. They're already gearing it up now. From New York City to a theater near you. From the greatest city on earth, New York City, to a theater near you. Mom Donnie and AOC. And oh, by the way, Mom Donnie's going to be very gracious and let AOC be the president and he be the vice president, because women need to lead. Time's up. I mean, you know, it's right there in the works. It's right there. And how embarrassing, right? To let a couple of theater kids take this country like that is just, I don't know, man. Hey, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say to you? You want me to give you some inspirational speech? What, you think I could do it better than George Washington or Jefferson? You think I could do it better than Abe Lincoln? You think I could do it better than Teddy Roosevelt or Reagan or JFK or even President Trump? You think I could do it better than him? I can't. I can't do it better than him. I can't say it any more honest or eloquent than they've said it. I can't do it better than Aristotle or Plato or John Locke, you know, Benjamin Franklin, St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Augustine. I can't do it any better than they can do it, so why even pretend? Sure, I could try. I could write something novel for you in my own voice, and maybe it feels a little different than the things they said, but it's the same thing. The question is, what do you want to do about it? You want to give your country to AOC and Mom Donnie? Because if you do, by all means, let's just keep rolling the way we're rolling. 250 would be one of the last milestones we ever hit. Because before you know it, the flag itself is going to be hate speech. To even fly an American flag is going to be a reminder to all of the marginalized and oppressed people the dark history of this nation, formerly known as the United States of America. To be rebranded in the future as the gay paradise. Remember Coolio talked about the gangster's paradise? We're headed towards the gay paradise. Gay paradise ran by Muslims and radical feminists. Sure to be entertaining. Get your popcorn. Let's just all sit in the front row and watch this thing go kablooey. Right? I don't know. But here's what I can say. I can tell you exactly what should happen. Step by step, what needs to happen. What needs to happen first is Amy Coney Barrett and Chief Justice Roberts should be arrested. That should happen first. You know, if we're not going to have a border, then we don't have a country. And anybody who doesn't support us having a border and thus a country, especially sitting on the United States Supreme Court, is by default a traitor to this republic. Put that in your pipe and smoke it this 4th of July weekend. We go all the way back to Mount Rushmore. We have all these iconic symbols and people that we, and I'm not saying we're going to execute them because, you know, I kind of regard it as high treason, but I think we should cut these folks a deal. I think the real battle we're fighting against is the institutional, academic, scientific, and managerial elite, intellectual elite, and we should just cut a deal with these people. Oh, yeah, we should give them a golden parachute and let them live out their days in the countryside. You know, free to paint watercolors or get together and do their weird seances and orgies, or you know, the women cannot shave or whatever it is they're up to out there, whatever they're into. I don't know. They're weird. Whatever weird things they want to do, you know, as long as it doesn't infringe upon our ability to be a nation, I'm willing to cut that deal. That's a much better deal than playing this weird grab ass game where, in the end, we let the suburban white women vote for Mom Donnie because he's so progressive and articulate and charming. He's gay. That's gay. It's not cool. He's not cool. He wasn't cool. And I'll tell you, to be honest, in high school, he wasn't getting any. None of the girls liked him. Am I lying? None of the girls liked the Mom Donnies. In high school, I'll tell you how I know. Because all the dudes like Mom Donnie, who had a girlfriend, they were all trying to get with me. I'm just being real with you. I don't say it to be arrogant. I'm just telling you. Let a Mom Donnie type of guy in high school have a girlfriend who was a little above his pay grade. You know, he was punching above his weight. And oh, she'd be at the varsity basketball house party in a New York minute. In a New York minute. She'd be right there. Front row, frat row. Okay. You know, looking up at the ceiling. And that's, you know, I don't mean to be vulgar. I'm just telling you what it really is. And maybe it's all of our fault. Maybe all of us dumb jocks created this Frankenstein of these resentful women. Who harbor all this, even that, you know, even that's narcissistic. I've seen it 1,000 times. Now that I'm 35, I go back and I knew all these whores from high school who, you know, they decided to change their life. They were born again, or they went celibate. They went to some Judeo-Buddhist, spiritual retreat in wherever. And they came back a different person. but still blowing just as many guys. They just tell themselves that they're in control of their sexuality or whatever it is. Weird. It's just weird. It's a lie. They're lying to themselves. Self-deception is what it is. And but they're sure of it. And it becomes their entire political identity. It becomes their entire human identity, which is just crazy unhealthy and psychotic. It does create a psychosis. And these are the people who were following. No, you weren't abused. You weren't victimized. You weren't taken advantage of. You were fast in the ass, as we used to call it back in the neighborhood. And you wanted to explore your sexuality. And God bless you. You know, you did what you did. The entire male species and our great nation, the United States of America, doesn't have to pay for your harbored resents. And we're most certainly not going to let the little cornball, Mom Donnie, take the country from dudes. You know, he was never a dude. He wasn't a dude then. He's not a dude now. Only a bunch of resentful women who had sexual obsessions of real alpha men and now have found some weird political center, some Judeo-Buddhist political center where they've meditated this political worldview, and Mom Donnie is the white knight in their vision. Only chicks who were way off the reservation and, you know, are coming back to this, you know, to that middle ground. How is Mom Donnie the middle ground? I don't even, come on, guys, stop. You know what? You got to be kidding me. I don't, you know, it's just like, that's where we are. I said it. I don't have some profound Declaration of Independence type eloquent speech for you. I could do that, you know. I could put on my author and narrator voice and we could go to the highest philosophical levels possible. We can talk about all these esoteric ideas, you know, as abstract and this and that. And, oh, you know, we could go there, right? But why? I mean, why? Let's just deal with reality. The reality is this is out of control. We're giving our country to Muslims and Marxists. And we just got to call this. Nope, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. We don't need to see another country fall to communism for us to know it's not right for us. For us to know it's not right for this country. We don't need to see it. We don't need to test it. We don't need to test socialism. No, we're good. We're good. I don't need to do a line of cocaine. I don't want to try it. No, I know they're cutting it with fentanyl or angel dust. I don't know you. I don't trust you. Mom Donnie, I don't trust you. I wouldn't do the cocaine even if I knew you and I trusted you, but I don't know you or trust you, so I'm not even considering it. Don't even ask me again because I'll slap the teeth out of your mouth for even asking me. See, I just was cut from a different cloth. I don't know. Some of you out there should be offended by the very proposition. The very proposition that the people of New York City, the people of the great state of New York, or the city of New York, would modulate their air conditioning for their little rat trap apartment they already overpay for, is such an offensive proposition that Mom Donnie should be getting hit with tomatoes when he walks the streets. But these people believe in it. You know what? It's the rule is you can eat the pizza. The pizza's great in New York City. And they say it's because of the water, but don't drink the tap water, right? Don't drink the tap water. RFK already told you the Hudson Bay was full of pollution. Maybe that's where they dumped the most atrazine. I don't know what these fruitcakes in New York City are thinking, but I know we shouldn't follow them. You want to give your city, you want to give your state to a bunch of transgender jihad communists? You go right ahead. I actually think that it's a matter of national security that the capital of capitalism worldwide is being run by a subversive. That's my opinion. So I actually think we shouldn't leave them to their fate. I think the federal government shouldn't leave them to their fate. I'm speaking for myself personally. I'm not following these people. If you guys want to do that, you go ahead. That's a personal comment I'm making about culture as a commentator. But as an executive, we'd be rolling in there,
Mom Donnie. Come on out, man. Come on out, Mom Donnie. Yeah, we're done with this communism thing. Nationwide, we're done with it. You want to be a communist? You go back over there to where you come from, where your people came from. You go run for office on a communist platform over there. Go to China. Let's see how tolerant they are of the Mom Donnies there in the People's Republic of China. Hell, go to Russia. Go to Israel. Go to Israel and run on that. You know what? Go to Palestine. You want free Palestine? You want Palestine to be free so bad? You go to Palestine. You run on that platform there in Palestine. Make Palestine a communist country. You know, gather up all of the Marxist revolutionaries there in Palestine. But New York City? You guys should be absolutely ashamed of yourselves, seriously. And I say it with all due respect. New York City was a once great city. It's an absolute embarrassment. You know what? Minneapolis ain't far behind. You know, one of the nicknames of Minneapolis is the Minneapple. It ain't far behind. Where California, New York City goes, Minnesota follows. It's like one of these weird polarity things. I don't know why. It's like all these states around us are Republican. Are red states for the theater, because I don't even know how red they are, because Trader John Thune comes from South Dakota. So even to say they're a red state is a stretch. But, you know, more or less. And here we are, Minnesota. This is for some reason. What is it? What is it about Minnesota? Well, what is it? I haven't put my finger. I do know what it is. I know what it is. It's a thing called Yante culture. Comes from, you know, Scandinavian, you know, Scandinavian cultural relic, where these Scandinavian villages, these Scandinavians, this is far, far, you know, after our Viking ancestors, and I say ours because my grandmother's Norwegian, for those who follow the show. One of my grandmothers was a first-generation immigrant from Norway, okay? Little ways downriver from the great and valiant warriors of the Scandinavian, the ancient Scandinavian and Nordic culture. But we got to this egalitarian iteration of Scandinavian where, yeah, you go look it up right now. Go online and just look up Yante culture. It's Yante with a J. Yante culture, and it's nobody should stand out. Even if there's something wrong with the politics of the village, the morals of the ethics, the ideas, if there's something wrong with the ideas, we forego a confrontation about what's wrong with the ideas so we have a better chance to survive the harsh winters. That's the Yante culture. And that's what you see here in Minnesota. If you ever look up and you think, what is wrong with Minnesota? What? I don't get it. Yante culture, what they call Minnesota nice. I mean, think, we're at, as the polls would say, and now if President Trump were to endorse me, I'd probably blow Michelle Tafoya out in the land. If President Trump were to come out next week and say, Michelle Tafoya is a never-Trump rhino for the Republican establishment recruited by the same United States Senate that refuses to pass the SAVE Act, people like Mitch McConnell and John Thune, which he should say, if he were to come out and say that, then I'd probably blow Michelle Tafoya out in the primary, and that'd be a great, great thing for this country. Because first we have to hold the Republican Party. Better hold the Republican Party. Better hold the Republicanism as the core principle or organizing principle of our political platforms. We lose that, I tell you now, we'll be losing this republic shortly thereafter. But, you know, minus that, if the polls hold true, you'll have a Michelle Tafoya, Peggy Flanagan, United States Senate face-off here in Minnesota in November. And you have one person who is a Native American Catholic that wears a hijab to pander for votes from the Somalis. And then you have a Michelle Tafoya who's never seen an Israel first idea that she doesn't get all moist over. You know, and that's just what it is, guys. That's how we're living out here in Minnesota. You know, got to have two women. What better than two women represent us in the most deliberately corrupt body in the history of human civilization? What better than to have two fake-ass women represent we the people in the most deliberative body, supposed to be the most deliberative body in the world? What better? And you can't even, you couldn't write it up any better than that. If I sat you down and I gave you a legal pad, you couldn't come up with a better script of how to kill your country, how to kill your nation. You couldn't come up with a better script. I challenge you all out there in the audience, come up with a better script than that on how to kill America. I mean, you remember the movie? There's a great movie. It's a funny movie anyway. Matthew McConaughey. It comes from the book or some magazine article I think she wrote. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. How to Lose a Country. How to Destroy a Country. 101. You vote in the Mamdanis. You vote in the AOCs. You vote for the Mitt Romneys. You vote for the Mitch McConnells. You vote for the Lindsey Grahams. You vote for the Mamdanis. You vote for the Ilhan Omars. You vote for the Michelle Tafoyas. You vote for, John Cornyn. You vote for the John Thunes. You vote for Tim Walz. It's how to lose a country. It's how to lose your freedoms. How to lose your sovereignty. You may still have a country, but it will be formally known as the United States of America. It'll be something completely different. In fact, it's already something completely different now. We just celebrated the nation as though it still exists. And that's the cold, hard truth. Yesterday's celebration was a posthumous celebration of our once great nation. And praise be to God. I hope you all had fun. I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news here on the holiday weekend. I'm just being realistic. President Trump, I continue to implore you, arrest the deep state, mass deportations, secure the elections, start with the Supreme Court, sir. Godspeed. God bless America. Happy 250 years. Get ready for a war to come. We'll see you next time.
You noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream. Just like a dream to get married, or a dream to start a business, or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American and know people around the world still love America and understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us, and we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists and Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the info war at alexjoneslive.com. And, of course, at the alexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing, Someone else will save the galaxy.